Daf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah. The blood and the flesh of a sheretz can be mitzdaref to create a shear of adasha for establishing tumah. Rabbi Yeshua says a klal. If two items have the same length of tumah and the same shear of tumah, they can be mitzdaref. However, if only the two together have one of the two features, then there is no hitzdarfus. Gemara. If blood from a mace falls on the ground, and the shear is a revis, if someone bends partially over it, then he's tahar. But if he bends fully over, he's tameh. The Gemara says, one time a malchus made a gezerah that the Jews cannot keep Shabbos, or cannot make brisos. Reb Ruven ben Istubli disguised himself as a goy in order to mingle with them, to mingle with the ministers of the king's court, and he managed to explain to them and to tell them that these decrees were actually good for the Yid. He argued that compelling them to work on Shabbos would make them richer, and by getting rid of Bris Mila would make them stronger. So the group there from the government agreed with Reb Ruvain's logic, and they abolished these decrees. Later on, it was figured out what he had done, and they discovered this was a trick, and therefore the decrees were put back into place. The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi was once in the treasure house of Romi, and he saw some of the kelim and the pareches of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah. Half of a kezias of pigol and half of neiser cannot be mitzdarif, as they are two different isurim. The same is true with the sheretz and a mace. Gemara. Neiser and pigol are not mitzdarif regarding tumas yadayim, which is mitrabanan, i.e. we don't make a takana on a takana. But regarding achila, they are mitzdarif. The next Mishnah. Food which became tameh through touching an av hatumah. So food, this food is now considered a rishon letumah. If this food touches new food, then the new food becomes a sheni letumah. And a rishon and a sheni can be mitzdarif to make a shlishi. We should point out the acronym of ach, tach, tak, aleph, ches, tof, kuf. This tells us to what extent can tumah be carried. The aleph is the first letter, standing for Rishon L'tumah. Aleph stands for Adam V'Kelim. Adam V'Kelim can only go as far as Rishon L'tumah, but cannot become a Sheni L'tumah. Ches, the second letter, letter number two, refers to Sheni L'tumah. And that, the Ches, means Chulin. Chulin basically is food, and food can only go as far as a Sheni L'tumah, but cannot go as far as a Shlishi. Tof refers to Truma, that's the third letter. That can go as far as a Shlishi L'tumah. And then it's called Pasel. Finally, the kuf stands for kachim. Kachim can go as far as a revi'i latuma. Continuing in the Mishnah, if someone wants to make an eruv tchumen, i.e. to put food outside of the city, 2,000 amas away, all the different types of maichalim can be mitzdarif together. And all different foods can be mitzdarif to create a shear of gregris, a fig for a chiyav haitzah on Shabbos. That's how much you have to carry to be chiyav haitzah on Shabbos. We can also say different foods can be mitzdarif to the shear of a kaisevas. This is a date, which is the chi of karas that one gets if they eat on Yom Kippur, but they have to eat at least a shear of a kaisevas. Or, it can be mitzdarif, different drinks can be mitzdarif from a mole lugmav. This is how much one has to drink on Yom Kippur to be chayev karas. Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah. Orla, which is the first 3 years, and klai hakerem, klayim, a half of shear of each can be mitzdarif. So if one eats the full kezias, he's chayev. Reb Shimon says they're not mitzdarif. Finally, the last Mishnah, different materials can be mitzdarif to create tumah. For example, a beged is 3x3 etzbais, and animal skins are 5x5 tvachim, but two pieces of this can be mitzdarif together to create tumah. This marks the end of this perek. Perekei hanena min ha-hektish, the Mishnah. If someone gets hana from hektish, at least the value of a shava pruta, even if it doesn't deteriorate, he's over me'ila. The Chachamim say, if something normally deteriorates, if you use it and it doesn't deteriorate, then there's no me'ila. And if it's already dead, then you're always moil. Gemara. If someone uses hektish, he's mael, because he changes its use from kodesh to chol, i.e. mael means change. That's where the word mael comes from. If someone sends a shliach to be over on me'ila, the one who gets hana is the one who's chayef. And me'ila is only chal on items which are talosh, which are detached from the ground, not mechuber, not items which are attached to the ground. If two people share hana of hektish, i.e. a half shear of each, there is still a chiyev of hektish and me'ila. Daf Yud Tes. What if instead of using hektish for chol, one uses it for something else, which is kaidish? We say he's still chayev. Finally, the isra of me'ila not only applies to a regular person, but to a melech and a nasi as well. The next Mishnah. If one gets hanav of a half of a pruta, and damaged also the worth of a half of a pruta, or vice versa, there is no me'ila. He must have hanav for a full pruta, or damage for the value of a full pruta, on the same object. Usually, once one gets hana from Hekdesh, the item becomes chulin, and if a new person has hana, there is no me'ilah. There are some exceptions to this rule. For example, if multiple people ride on an animal of Hekdesh, all them are mo'al. Gemara. It's a machlekes when we apply the halachas of yesh mo'al achar mo'al. Tavchaf, the next Mishnah. If someone took a stone or a beam of Hekdesh, so there's no me'ilah yet, and then gave it to his friend, at that point he's over on me'ilah for the goodwill of having given it to his friend. If he built it into his house, he's only mo'al when he lives in the house kishava pruta. He has the hana living under those beams, then he's chayv. Gemara. One is not over on me'ilah on an item of Hekdesh, which is mechubel lekarka. It must be talish, it has to be detached. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak vav. Hashaliach sha'asa shlichusai. The Mishnah. If someone sent the shliach to be mo'al with Hekdesh property, and the shliach did his task, the one who sent him is over on the iser of me'ilah. But if the shliach did something different with the Hekdesh, then the shliach is over. In other words, he didn't follow the instructions. Then the shliach is the one who's over on me'ilah. For example, the balabas said, give the guests meat. But instead, the shliach gives them liver. Then it's the shliach who is over. And even though we know that the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, says, ein shliach ledvar avera, you can't, there can be no shlichus for commission of something which is an avera. Me'ilah is the exception to this rule of ein shliach ledvar avera, in that it can be committed through a shliach. So if the shliach does follow the instructions, then the person who sent him is over on the iser of me'ilah. Gemara. Meat and liver are called different types of items. That's why if he gives liver instead of meat, it's called that he didn't follow the instructions. If someone goes through bloodletting, he should be careful not to eat chicken, since it's unhealthy. Finally, if someone goes beyond the shliach, he does more than he was supposed to, we say that the main shlichus remains valid. Daf Chaf Aleph, the next Mishnah. We say, by me'ilah, yesh shliach ledvar avera, and if the shliach does his job, the one who sent him is over. And even if the sender claims to have had something else in mind, we say, dvarim shevalev einam dvarim, and the mishaleach, the sender, is mo'al. If the Baal HaBayis sends the shlichus with a cheresh shay to the kohen, if the shliach is followed to the letter of the law, the Baal HaBayis is also over for me'ilah. Gemara. Food can only be mekabel tumah if the Baal HaBayis wants it to be mukshar, and it gets touched by one of the seven liquids. Olives becomes mukshar lekabel tumah when they begin to sweat. Then you have liquid already on them, and that's good enough. The Gemara says, in making an Erev Tchumen, even if one sends the food with a monkey, as long as the job gets done properly, we say that the Erev is considered good. The Mishnah. If the Mishaleach says, buy a half of a pruta for this and a half for that, there is no me'ilah. It says no one item had a shava pruta. If part of the shlichus was fulfilled, both are over. Rabbi Yehuda says the Baal HaBayis is not mo'al. The Mishnah. If a person gave money of Hekdesh to a money changer, the changer cannot use it. If he does, when he knows it's for Hekdesh, he's over on me'ilah. But if he gives it to a Baal HaBayis, he can never use it. If he does give it, then he's over. A grocer, it's a machlekes where he fits in. If a pruta of Hekdesh falls into a wallet and gets mixed up within the wallet, so Rabbi Kiva says when he spends the first pruta, he's over. The Chachamim say there is no me'ilah till he spends all of it. Tafchav Beis, the Gemara. If someone buys wine from Kusim, and he can't take off Meiser, for example, it's just before Shabbos, he doesn't have time, he can say the two lugin I'll take after Shabbos for Meiser, that is now designated to be the Meiser. Remeir says he can drink this now immediately, because we say Yesh Brera. And after Shabbos, Huver HaDavar LaMafreya, it becomes clearly defined all the way going back, which two lugin were the Meiser once. Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi, and Reb Yehuda argue, and they say that he cannot do this since we say Ein Brera. This marks the end of this perek. Marks the end of the Masechta, Hadron Allah, Masechta Me'ilah.